Well, once again, we're talking about being careful out there, especially during this time of year. And it's nice to be sharing some time with Angie Metcalf for our weekly conversation with Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, let's talk a little bit about that equipment on our farms. I mean, what kind of farm issues may happen due to on-farm movement?
Well, you know, we talked last week about bringing things in off-farm and being careful, you know, how we use that equipment. You also have to be careful, like biosecurity-wise, bringing bugs in onto the farm. Bugs can also be present on the farm, so we have to be careful how we're spreading that, that we're not spreading them around. Things like crypto, salmonella, E. coli, all these things that you dread can be on equipment services and be transported around the farm if you're not careful.
Now, if I'm a producer and I'm trying to put together a priority list, then what would you recommend? What should a farmer look at first?
Well, if you're using a skid steer, for example, don't use the same bucket for bedding that you would use for manure. You're not going to use this, you know, doing buckets or wheelbarrows or something like that. It's kind of the same idea. You would be inoculating your fresh, clean bedding with whatever you just scraped out of the manure alley. So usually the most critical areas to watch would be obviously the baby calf area and the maternity area.
And talking in that area, again, is this just something we need to remind producers of? Because a lot of this stuff is pretty common sense information.
It really is, but in the day-to-day process of just trying to get all this stuff done on a farm, it's so easy just to keep going instead of attaching something else or changing equipment.
Yeah, good point. Those time constraints sometimes make us not act maybe in our animals' best interest. What about other equipment? What other things really are critical to watch?
Cattle trailers, you know, I see that as an issue that could be potentially pretty dangerous on the farm. It's probably very rarely cleaned or not disinfected enough. We use it to haul animals around the farm from pen to pen. We may haul animals to sale barns. You know, unfortunately, these animals are probably shedding high numbers of, you know, whatever they're dealing with. Then if we use it to haul baby calves or just wean calves, what do we expect if they come down, you know, sick a little bit later on?
Excellent point. Yeah, biosecurity, when you talk about health issues, is a very high priority, and hopefully it is on your farm. Let's just close, Angie, then with your tip of the day.
Well, I guess as a decision maker on the farm, no matter what size farm you are, you know, you need to decide if the skid steer bucket will be clean between using it, or if maybe getting a second used bucket will help that out. Same with the cattle trailer. You know, if you know it's not going to get cleaned out enough, quite a few farms have bought a secondhand trailer, just a trailer to use for those baby young calves, so you're not cross-contaminating and bringing in things that, you know, could make those little calves sick later on.
Always some good insights. That is Angie Metcalf. If you want to learn more on this subject or other questions, just give her a jingle at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and there's articles and tips and podcasts saved on there, so you can go and check it out at your convenience.
That's Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.